Blog Talk Radio.
Think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But
we tried that we could be somewhere.
Agenda. So we're here every Thursdays at 4 on the West Coast. I don't really know exactly. But over here on my side, I live in Jersey. We're here at 7 to 7:30. So today we will be speaking and taking questions on, I'm going to change it. What we're going to be talking about today is the term, I sounded so good when I said that, the term gold digger and women's self-worth. Don't worry, this will not be your average, you know, sophomore boring conversation that your parents, you know, set up. It's strictly made by teens for teens. So speak your mind, make your voice heard, and connect with others. Enjoy. So, as you guys know, I am 17, you know. And today was like a busy day for me. Like, it's, you know, it's difficult being a teen, as you guys know, like, especially like, what my show is geared for today is more towards the ladies, not knocking the guys today, but it's more towards the ladies, and I really just want to make sure I thank, like, all my callers, and most of all, like, my listeners, because a lot of people have been listening on the website, so I just want to first appreciate everybody, because the show has been, you know, growing so much, and I didn't even realize it, like, you know, my grandma, she's telling me, like, oh, you know, you had 140 listeners last week, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? Like, last week, I'm just like, you know, just talking. You know, I just, you know, rant. Well, no, not rant. I heard Kanye say that he doesn't have rants. He has visionary streams of consciousness. So that's what I have, visionary streams of consciousness. And I'm doing that. I'm thinking, like, you know, nobody's listening. And she tells me, like, oh, you had 140. I'm like, oh, my God. Crazy. Oh my God. Yeah, you know. But yeah, so soccer has, you know, taken my butt a little bit. And so what I wanted to talk about today was women's self-worth. And mostly because this is what I'm going through right now. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but like, I'm not the most confident person in the world. And a lot of people perceive me as that because, like, I just talk, you know, a lot. I'm not really scared too much of stuff, but like, I'm scared of failure. That's number one. And like, now my main concern is like scared of being like fat. And it's like, I always, you know, used to say like I'm fat, like in a joking way. But it's like now, I mean, I'm not fat, but you know how you just feel yourself like you're not as like thin as you were last year, or you know, you feel yourself put on a little bit of pounds, and you know, pictures don't same, you know, stuff like that. It's just like that. And it's like now that I'm going out more and everything else, it's like people want to take pictures. And, like, I was not a person who took full-body pictures all the time because, as I told you, my brother broke all the mirrors, full-body mirrors in my house, and my mom just never went and bought anything else. And, like, I have a nice-looking face, not just because he did. So, like, I've always just been taking, like, you know, face pictures, selfies. And then it's like now, like, these full-body pictures are coming out, and everybody's like, oh, let me get a picture of you. And I'm like, oh, crap. And then on top of that, I'm going to prom again this year. So, like, it's going to... So it's like, I want to make sure that I look nice in my prom pictures. And I'm just, it's like I've just been feeling the pressure, like, not from, you know, people around me, so to say, but my mom's like, you know, you might want to go running a little bit more and such and such and such. And, like, I don't think she said it in a mean way, but, like, it just made me so mad. Like, it made me so angry, like, the way she said it. Like, I can't stand stuff like that. And it's like, you know, I've been working out, you know, I've been going to soccer practice and running and everything else. And it's like, you know, I'm thinking I'm doing good. You know, I'm like, I'm good. Like, you know, I'm about to be, you know, I'm about to lose these pounds or whatever. Like, and it's like, oh, yeah, but you need to still need to run. I'm like, what? And then, like, I had to really sit there and look at myself and say, you know, I've been doing, you know, the soccer 3 days out of the 5 days week, or whatever the case may be, but, you know, now it's time to get to a point where it's no days off. Now it's time to get to a point where I really do want to start running full on all the time. Like, I used to run track. Like, I used to be a full athlete. But then, like, I think it was, like, last year, I just kind of stopped, you know. I mean, I cheered in the beginning of the year or whatever the case may be. Like, I just felt lackadaisical. And it's like, you know, it's crazy even. Like, it's like you can work out so much, but if you're still eating bad, it's kind of like you're doing nothing. And I realized that's what I've been doing. Like, I've been working out so hard and everything else like that. But then I come home and I'll still eat, oh, you know, turkey loaves and rice, macaroni and cheese, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I don't eat red meat anymore. Like, I really try not to because, like, it just makes me feel bad. Like, it makes me feel slow and sluggish. And I don't know. Like, I just feel, like, such a fatty now. Like, it's like, I come in the house, like, I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm so fat. Like, you know, it's like you eat something and it's like, you know, but this good. Or, ooh, I might want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich now. Or, ooh, I might want a yogurt now. Or, you know, stuff like that. And it's like you just keep constantly snacking, especially when you get in the house. And it's like, especially after you work out, like, because they say you're supposed to eat before you work out and after you work out. But you're supposed to eat the right things. And it's like, after I work out, I just be so tired because I don't really eat before I work out. And it's like, I've just been feeling so bad about myself. I'm just like, you know, trying to look at everything. I'm like, oh, my God, do I need to change my hair? How should I put my hair? Oh, my God, this is crazy. Like, I'm not the way that I used to be. I don't look how I used to look. I don't feel how I used to feel. And, like, it's just been down on me. Like, this pressure's just been down on me. And then the people that are
Hello.
Yes.
Who is this?
Hello. Well, guys, I don't know what happened. It said that, like, I had to, I wasn't connected. It was saying that I wasn't, like, connected or something like that. So it, like, it hung up on me, and I had to call back in. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, great. Okay, now everybody can hear me. like, it was confusing because it said, like, I'm sitting here in the studio part of the Blog Talk Radio on my laptop, and I can see it, and, like, I was still on it on my phone, but it was saying that I wasn't on it on the website, so... Okay, whatever. Anyways, so yeah, so we wonder why they go to these whores, or, you know, whatever the case may be, but it's because they see their self-worth. And we know that these girls are disgusting, and then these girls wind up being what? Gold diggers. Okay, and so I asked Google to define gold digger. And a gold digger on Google, like, this is not Urban Dictionary or any type of slang definition kind of site. This is the real Google. And it says a gold digger is a person who dates others purely to extract money from them, and in particular, a woman who strives to marry a wealthy man. Or in our cases right now, it's not even just a wealthy man. It's kind of like just any guy who has the juice, so to say. And for anybody who doesn't know what the juice is, it's kind of like they have the power in a certain sense. Like, oh, I have the juice. I have the power. If you ever hear anybody say that, that's what they mean. Like, I'm hot. I'm popping. I'm popular. I am hood famous. Not hood famous. Social media famous, you know, those kind of people. So, yeah, so that's what a gold digger is. But, you know, I really don't like that definition on Google, because, like, what's wrong with a woman trying to strive for marrying a wealthy man? Really, what's wrong with that? I don't really think anything is wrong with that, but let's see. I'm going to
go back to you. I was wrong for what I did on my part. I feel
Hello?
Like I probably hurt you. Hello?
Hello? Is there any?
Hey.
Hey, so what do you think, like, what's wrong with a woman trying to marry a wealthy man? Is that does that just automatically make her a gold digger because she wants to marry a man with money?
If it's for his money, I believe that that is a problem, because you're not supposed to marry somebody for their money. You're supposed to marry somebody for love. Like, if you love them, you marry them. That's, you know.
So you would marry, like, a dirt poor bum if you fell in love with him?
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying, like, would you marry a dirt poor man?
I would ever talk to somebody that's dirt bum. So I would talk to a bum. But if I could help him back on his feet, you know.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got a lot of 901 numbers today. California. Carolina in the house. Okay, so, okay, let's go to Genesis, and let's see if she responds this time, because this is my friend Genesis, and we've been friends for so long, and she's so intelligent, but she's so shy, and I hate that, because I
Why
love
Why are
figures.
You putting my
yes,
name out
it.
There? Oh, now the whole world knows.
Oh, my God. Genesis, so would you marry a man if he was, like, dirt poor? Well, not dirt poor. Let me not go to that extreme. But do you want to marry a wealthy man? That's what I want to ask you.
Yes, because if I'm going to be making money, I want you to make money, too. So it wouldn't
what?
Seem right for me.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm sorry. What
it
else were you saying?
Right. It wouldn't seem right if I'm making most of the money to, like, support the house or pay bills and stuff, and
right.
watch you
right.
sit.
Oh, watch you sit on the couch. No, don't nobody have time for no couch potatoes. With the Erykah Badu say, you better call Carol. Tell him to come on and help you pack your shit. Okay. Indeed.
Ooh, I'm
hello.
Yay. Yay.
What?
Yay.
Yes, so like.
So excited, guys.
So do you do you want to marry a wealthy man? Like, do you think there's anything wrong with wanting to marry a wealthy man?
I don't think it's anything wrong with wanting to marry a wealthy man. In certain cases, it is wrong because you're just marrying him for that reason. But money does play a big part in a relationship.
So you're saying it's wrong to marry a man solely for money, like just for money. That's when it's wrong. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Because money does play a big part in a relationship. Like, you have to be financially stable in order to support the family that you want to build on. You can't, even though it's good to, like, want to come into the relationship and build, it'll kind of help if you have a little son. Like, you can't just come and just
broke. Got a little son.
And I got a little money, and y'all got shit. So, but yeah, it does play a big part. It does. It's not a big part.
Right. Thank you, Indira. So what I wanted to say was, like, that's what I was waiting to see if anybody would say. Like, if it was wrong solely for somebody to marry somebody just for money, that's what I don't like about the Google definition, because it says just a woman who strives to marry a wealthy man. And I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to marry a wealthy man. Now, if you're just trying to get with this man just for his money, then that's when it's wrong. Like, you see, like, these 23-year-old girls marrying these 75-year-old guys for the cheddar. Now, I think that that's wrong, and it's like they just waiting for them to die so that they could get their billions and keep it pushing while they having an affair, you know, with the garden man, you know, the Home Depot Mexican or whatever the case may be. Like, so, but at the end of the day, wealth, it says a broke man, I don't know if anybody else has ever heard their parents or aunties or cousins say this, but a broke man makes an aggravated woman. Has anybody ever heard that? Because I have heard that too many times to count. A broke man makes an aggravated woman. And it's like what Genesis said, back to what Genesis said, because you don't want to be the number one breadwinner in your house or whatever the case may be. Like, you have this guy who's not either not making as much as you or just not helping you, period. And I'm not saying that just because a man isn't wealthy, he can't provide, but I'm just saying his lifestyles are easier when you have a little bit more money. Like, it's a little bit more easier when you have a little bit of money. And, I mean, like, not a little bit of money, a lot more money, because it's like if anybody looks at the problems, like, most of the problems in the world today, even some of us as teens, like, the issues are money. Like, some of us, we see our parents struggle for money, or we see, like, our friends struggle for, you know, money to get the perfect prom dress, or, you know, we're all about to drive, everybody's trying to get cars, you know, stuff like that. So it's like you can't – it's like it's difficult not having money. It's difficult not having money. Nobody wants to, you know, not have money. And so what I wanted to talk to today, I wanted to get a guy's perspective. And I believe I have my cousin Marquise on the line. Hello.
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 Hi.
Who is this?
Kamaria.
Oh, Kamaria. I just kept seeing these 910 numbers. I'm like, okay, who are these people? But I knew it had to be, like, you or Veronique or your brother. I thought it was your brother.
Yeah.
Okay. But what do you think about, no, because she's, like, an awesome athlete and everything else like that. Like, do you want to get with, like, a guy like you, like a guy who has money? So to say, like, I'm really sorry. I really didn't know that was your number. If I knew that was your number, I would have, like, asked you, like, way earlier. I really thought it was Marquise, so I really do apologize for that.
It's completely fine.
So do you agree with the term gold digger? Like, do you agree with that term? Do you like that term? Or what do you think about it?
I feel like gold digger is a derogatory term because you can't,
right?
You're not supposed to marry somebody for their money. But at the same time,
right,
you want financial security when you get married.
Exactly.
You don't want to go into
exactly.
marriage and be like, dang, we're both broke. But at the same time,
right,
you don't want to be like, oh, well, I'm broke, but he got banned, so let me marry him. Because
okay, well, let me ask you this. What do you think about it at our age, like as teenagers? Like, do you think we need to be getting with guys with money, like at our age? Like, do you think that guys are supposed to have, like, a job and a car and everything at our age, like right now?
I feel like because I am 17, I should.
Right.
I'm about to be graduating soon, so I do need money and a car and blah, blah, blah. But it shouldn't be, oh, well, he has a job. He has a car. Let me get with him. He can take me places. He can buy me stuff. Because that's not a relationship it's supposed to be on. It's supposed to be like, oh, well, we have mutual things in common. Oh, he likes me. Oh, I like him. Granted, yeah, he may have a job and a car, but at least I know we like each other.
Right. So, like, what I wanted to say now was about, like, you know how we always see, like, these goalposts, and it's, like, these girls or whatever the case may be, like, they have their guys buy them, like, $100 worth of, like, pink stuff and all that other stuff. Like, do you think, like, that's, like, actually true for people our age right now? Like, do you think it's actually guys our age out there right now, like, buying their girlfriends hundreds of dollars worth of pink stuff and stuff like that?
Yeah, I believe there's dudes who do have jobs that are like, oh, well, let me spoil my girlfriend. But at the same time,
right.
It's like, you know, me personally, I'm like, I don't want you to buy me anything. Don't buy me nothing. If I need money, I'll ask my parents. Don't
right.
buy me nothing. I love you. I love you to death, and I love knowing that you will. But don't do it because I don't want
right.
it. Right. I want to be independent.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm asking money for my dad and my mom, but I'm much rather have it from them. Because then
okay.
I feel like,
I'm sorry, I only have like 3 minutes left, but thank you. I'm sorry, I just wanted to address this new caller that we have right quick before I like start closing out. We have a 973444. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who
Hello.
Is this?
Hi.
who is this? I'm sorry.
It's Moses.
Oh, wait. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Moses.
Oh, hi, Moses. This is
hey.
Who I'm going to prom with, guys. This is who I'm going to prom with. This is my friend Moses. Yeah, so we were talking about, like, gold diggers and stuff like that. As a guy, like, what do you think about gold diggers? Like, that's what I was looking for, like, a guy right now. Like, what do you think about gold diggers?
I think gold diggers are, like, really unattractive. Nobody really likes a gold digger, though.
Okay, wait. So if a girl asks you to, like, buy her something, like your girlfriend, if she asks you to buy her something for her birthday, would you consider her a gold digger for that?
No. No, I wouldn't.
So when
like,
do you think, like, it's extreme? All right, but when do you think, like, it's extreme? When does it get to a point where the girl is classified as a gold digger? Like, what classifies a woman as a gold digger? Is it, like, she's asking for too many presents, or every time y'all go out, she wants you to pay? Or, like, what classifies a woman as a gold digger? Because I really don't understand, like, what classifies a woman as a gold digger?
I think what classifies a woman as a gold digger is when she asks for too many presents.
When she asks for too many presents?
Yeah, like, as a guy, I like giving my girls, like, presents just because, like, it's the way they just keep asking for it all the time. But if I, like, have...
Like, unnecessary presents.
Like, yeah, that's it. It has to be, like, a necessary present, or it has to be for something.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Moses. And,
yeah.
I'm sorry, and I know Rave is on the line, too, and I do want to address Rave. Thank you so much. It's just that Rafe doesn't really talk too much. So, like, I just kind of let him chill today. But I do see you, and he's, like, one of my number one supporters, and I really appreciate him. I go to school with him. So we only have a minute left, guys. And I really, you know, appreciate everybody who called in today, all of my friends and family, or whatever, because maybe you guys made this call. You, like, pop in tonight, okay? And now we know what last classifies a woman as a gold digger, which she asks for too many unnecessary presents. Okay, so, but I, like, personally, I do believe, like, a guy, even at our age, should buy his girlfriend, like, a birthday present. Like, that's something different. Like, a birthday present is fine. Like, to be extra, all that extra, that's too much. But a birthday present could be simple. It could just be, like, a teddy bear and a car, and I'll be happy. So, that's my thing. I just don't want to be, like, given. Every relationship has reciprocity, so I don't want to be given too much without getting anything back. So, give yourself love, give yourself peace, and I wish you guys the best. Love you. Up. Shut your mouth.
No, I'm a part of this call too.
You're not a part of the call.
Yes,
no, you're not. You're not. Are you on this call right now?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Shut up. You're just trying to mess up my call. Anybody been talking to you? I'm already off the air, so. Hey.